The subject of this first meditation is Know Yourself. One of the main purposes for a person making a Curcio weekend is to come to a better knowledge of oneself. Another word for this that is used by the Jungian psychologists is authenticity. Honesty with oneself. Socrates said that the first task that everyone has is to know oneself, nothi sauton, as the Greek has it. In Shakespeare's Hamlet, one of the characters, Polonius, makes the statement, "To thy own self be true." We cannot be true to our inner self until we know ourselves. Jesus, in the 8th chapter of John's Gospel, verse 32, says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." We all want to be free. And the first step towards freedom is a knowledge of oneself. So you have come here these 3 days to give you a chance to think, to reflect, to make a break from the ordinary routine of your life, the normal preoccupations of your daily schedule. We all need to take time for reflection in order to discover who we really are. Also, to know who God is and what relationship He wants to have with us. In both the Old Testament and the New Testament, we find that the great figures there were accustomed to go into the desert and to spend a period of silence and reflection in preparation for their mission. Moses, for example, spent some time in the Sinai desert before God called him to his mission. St. Paul, after his conversion on the road to Damascus, tells us that he spent 2 years in the Arabian desert preparing for his mission. Even Jesus Christ, at the beginning of his public life, spent 40 days in the desert reflecting and preparing himself for his mission. And so, this first evening and this first night of the Curcio weekend is a time for silence. And it is a time for you to try to go into the desert and enter into yourself and come to a deeper understanding and appreciation of who you are. You might ask yourself, how well do you know yourself? Are you aware of what is the real purpose for your existence? Do you have any idea of what particular purpose God had in mind when He called you out of nothingness and created you and brought you here to earth? If you do know something of why you exist, what is your purpose in life? Are you trying to carry it out as best you can? Many people are afraid to take a good, honest look at themselves because they are afraid of what they might see. Many of us have too low an opinion of ourselves. We fail to appreciate the goodness that is there. It is true that there is a mixture of the good and the bad. But we can presume that in each one of us there is much more good than there is evil. The very fact of your presence here for this weekend is one clear proof of this, that there is much good within you. Try then tonight to take some time to see yourself as God sees you and pray to God for the needed light to understand yourself. Many of us wear a mask, pretending to be someone different from what we really are, trying to play a role that is different from the true reality that is ourself. And sometimes this goes on for so many years that we actually no longer remember who we really are. And so we need to take time apart to have a desert experience to rediscover our real nature. Tonight, I would like to suggest that you would take time to make a list of your good points as well as your bad points. Make a list of your strengths as well as of your weaknesses. And one of the ways to do this is to think back over your life and take the different periods of your life. Childhood, adolescence, young adulthood, middle age, wherever else you might be. And try to see the good that was there, the good things that you did. Try to see the tremendous blessings that God has showered upon you, which of course would indicate that God sees a lot of good in you to give you so much. Try to look at yourself as honestly as you can. Every one of us wants to make a success of our life. We all want to live a full and a good life. Now, no doubt there have been both successes and failures in the past for each of us. How can you make more certain that the rest of your life will contain more successes than failures? To do this, you need to reflect upon your talents, upon that potential for good which God has implanted in each one of us. And ask yourself, are you developing that potential for good as fully as you might? How can you make better use of the talents that God has given you? How can you use your time more profitably to do more good? How can you use your energy so that you accomplish more lasting good? Lasting good usually has to do with persons. Things are not lasting. And so if we put all of our efforts into some particular project that has to do with mere things, usually we are disappointed. Usually these things do not continue to live on. Whereas if we help people, this is a good that will continue forever, because each person is an immortal being that never dies. Most of us shortchange ourselves. We fail to appreciate our full worth, our full potential for good. This weekend should help you to come to a better appreciation of yourself, and therefore will help you to be more willing to accept yourself as you really are. You should not sell yourself short. You must be willing to love yourself and appreciate your real value in the same way that God loves you and appreciates you. Just to realize what I'm saying, let me read to you a few verses from the prophet Isaiah. Just close your eyes and try to imagine God saying these words personally to you this evening. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. You are precious in my eyes and glorious, because I love you. Fear not, for I am with you. Can a mother forget her infant and be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you. Behold, upon the palms of my hands I have engraved your name. Yes, you are someone very precious, very special in the eyes of God. God loves you dearly. You belong to Him. You are His possession. You are worthwhile. You have been given a tremendous potential for good by God, your Creator. What new directions, then, does your life need to take so that you can better use your talents and your potential for good? What do you need to do to love yourself more, not less? It is not a question of self-hatred, but a proper, humble love of self and gratitude to God. During this weekend, try to discover as much good as you possibly can that God has implanted in each one of you. I would like for you tonight to try to go back over your whole life from your very first memories and try to relive your life. Try to see and recognize the hand of God in the various events of your life. St. Paul says that for those who love God, all things work together unto good. Very often, when something happens, particularly when it's something opposed to what we want, some tragedy perhaps, at the time we are unable to see any good coming from it. But if we will just be patient, if we will continue to trust, after a few years perhaps, as we look back upon it, we will be able to see the hand of God at work and to see the good that came from something that was directly contrary to what you wanted. Try then to recognize that loving hand of God's providence, God's loving care in the events of your whole life. Take some time just to think back over your life, as many memories as you possibly can recall. Memories of the place where you grew up as a child, of your parents, of your brothers and sisters, of your first days in school, of your schoolmates, your first communion, your first confession, and so on and on. And then go from there to adolescence, to the problems, the questions that you had, the people that you met, perhaps the persons that you fell in love with during adolescence. And then go on beyond that to your young adulthood and all the way up to the present. Relive in your memory those points of decision in your life. Those times when you had to make a decision to go one way rather than another. Those forks in the road. And think for a moment about the roads that you took and the roads that you did not take. Try to see how God's loving care has been with you and has been helping you, even during those times perhaps when you made mistakes. For those who love God, all things work together unto good, even our past mistakes. Everything God can turn into good if here and now we try to love Him. Such a review of your life should put you into a disposition of tremendous gratitude to God. To realize that there has been a loving hand that has been guiding you and protecting you and helping you all of these years. And so as you fall off to sleep tonight, just be thankful to God for what He has done. And you might take those words that we read in the 12th verse of Psalm 116. What return can I make to the Lord for all that He has done for me? During this weekend, you will probably find some good answers to that question. During these 3 days, we hope that you will discover how you can make an adequate return to God for all that He has done for you. And so, don't try to answer that question tonight. Simply allow yourself to become overwhelmed with God's goodness toward you, and then have the desire to make as adequate a return as you possibly can to the Lord for all that He has done for you. St. John of the Cross says, love can be repaid by love alone. And so as we meditate upon the tremendous love that God has for us, there should well up in our hearts a tremendous love for God and a desire to try to make a return to God in our own little human way as best we can for all that God has done for you. This is the end of the first meditation on Know Yourself.